Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alrighty, one of our favorite segments of the week. We do it every single Wednesday at this time. You call, ask on Facebook, Twitter, the text line, and we answer. And of course, it also involves, you know, Mosh, you know, eventually hitting the music to, you know, signify the start of the segment. But you know, it's okay. Mosh is coming along. It's a little bit like. Let me ask a question to John. The first question of AMA, John Ritchie. Would you refer to Mosh as a Cole Irvin, a Guerra, or a Ramon Rosa? Which one is he most accustomed to as a producer when he fills in? Oh, no. Well, John's apparently in the same boat because John's microphone's not even on.
It was on.
Yeah.
It was on from my end.
So that was Mosh. So that too was Mosh. So Mosh made two mistakes there in a span of about 55 seconds.
I will say, the John being in a different studio is an adjustment, and the other one I was dealing with a caller, so I didn't get to the bed in time.
Yeah, all right. So here's the moral of the story. Don't complain. Suck it up. Take the L and get better the next time. All right, we're playing around with Mosh. We love Mosh. Mosh, what are people asking about today?
All right, well, Robin on Twitter at Reverse the Spin. Do you guys feel fans not being able to attend games is creating an additional frustration on top of everything else, resulting in not as much passion as anticipated for the restart of live sports on TV?
It's an interesting question. Not for me,
no,
personally.
No, not at all
now,
for me.
Now, do others have it? I haven't noticed that, John. I mean, we seem to get pretty passionate interaction with callers. And I mean, I know when I was watching the Sixers game 2 days ago, and some of the Phils games, especially the Phils-Marlins series, like there, I don't want to say seething. That's a little too strong. But, John, I was really irritated. And while it stunk to be irritated, it also felt kind of normal to be irritated. So I haven't noticed any deflation of my interest.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I feel like my interest is heightened because of the dearth of sports action that was, you know, for so long I was just hoping and praying we would have sports again. Like, right. I think I appreciate them more now, which says a lot.
I agree with you. And by the way, I know the NHL, I don't know where all the ratings are, but I know the NHL ratings are up, like, dramatically. Like, they got as they
great.
Should. I mean, they should have massive ratings. They get games on, and they roll, you know, throughout the day, and it's great. All right, Mosh, next question.
All right. At The Real J. Rudy on Twitter. I also enjoy a bath.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So when this guy is at the Real J. Rudy, does that imply that there's another J. Rudy that he has to be concerned that people will get him confused with on Twitter?
Yeah, must. I mean,
that's the idea.
Yeah.
So there's a famous J. Rudy or another J. Rudy, and this guy wants to signify to his followers that this is the real J. Rudy. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Now, go ahead, Mosh.
The right, bigger
so
deal.
Jay Rudy also enjoys a bath from time to time.
Okay.
I want to know what your go-to bubbles are.
What does that mean? Like a
bubbles in your bath?
No.
And if so, do you have go-to bubbles?
The only bubbles in my bath come from, let's say, not a product. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Gross, man. Totally gross. Hey, you know, you should be adding stuff. If you're really going to bathe and stick to it.
Right.
You know, like the Epsom salts and stuff like that are really good
right.
for you.
So I will admit, John, because people have long claimed or thought that I add stuff to my bathtub, and I never have. But
you should do Epsom salt.
I bought some kind of salt something 2 days ago. As you know, I'm dealing with this one issue down there. And I had looked up on the internet.
Wait a second.
And it said a salted bath could help. So I did, in fact, buy.
Are they Epsom salts?
I don't think so. I bought this round thing. I was in a Whole Foods, and I saw this.
What was the name of it?
I don't know. I can tell you tomorrow. I don't
just
know.
Just bath offhand. Salt.
Some kind, yeah. But to be clear, I've never previously done that, and I'm only considering doing that because I'm dealing with an issue that requires a little bit of help. And we covered this issue yesterday, and I won't elaborate.
Oh,
maybe I'll elaborate. Let's just say there's an area that's inflamed. All right.
Clean it up down there.
Next question. No, the other side, actually. You got to turn me around. Go ahead, Mosh.
All right. Jamar Ferguson at JRock27. Oh, no. After seeing all the wild weather yesterday, what weather phenomenon piques your interest the most?
Nor'easter?
That is amazing.
That's great.
I mean, like, I remember El Nino, I was out on the West Coast for El Nino, and then it was like they had El Nino every year.
Yeah.
I got out there in January of 95 when I transferred, El Nino, and then El Nino 2, and then El Nino 3. No, I heard of something which has always been fascinating. There's a lightning storm that happens in Venezuela at the mouth of this Catatumbo River. It happens like 280 days a year.
Wow.
It's this massive electric storm that you've got like 10 hours a night of nonstop lightning. And it's not just a flash here and there. It's like the whole sky is lit up with electricity at the mouth of this river for 2/3 of the year. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
They call it Catatumbo lightning.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
I think my favorite phenomenon, it's not weather, but it's just world, is that where you can have, 24 hours of light or 24 hours of darkness.
That is amazing.
That's just a wild concept. Certain sections of the world, very specific.
I don't think I could survive in those places.
I mean,
the light part, and when it's light all year, like all day, I'd be loving life. But having darkness nonstop for half the year, like I think I would get this, whatever that would be, seasonal affective disorder
depression.
To the nth degree.
It's got to be depression.
Yeah.
It has to be. Yeah.
All right. To the text line, Joe, what does Amy think of your weird ice cream request by having your ice cream cut in half? And if they are reluctant or don't have the proper ice cream cutting tools, do you bring your own knife or scissors and do it yourself?
No, I do not do that.
Scissors.
So, not scissors. Not
good. Good idea.
I do not think that I have gotten that I've made my ice cream request in front of Amy. If you don't know what Moshe's talking about, the guy on the text line is talking about, I like the chocolate and vanilla chopped up. So it's chocolate. If you're going to get 2 scoops, I want them cut into 4 scoops. Half vanilla, half chocolate, half vanilla, half chocolate. I don't think I've done that in front of Amy. So I don't, she might know about it, but I don't think I've done it in front of
this
her.
This is such a dumb concept.
Customer.
Would you ask Amy if she were scooping ice cream, would you ask her to cut your ice cream for you, or would you do it yourself?
If she were, let's say we were in her apartment, and she was putting an ice cream cone together for me, which she has done, yes, I would say, hey, listen. Little bit at a time, little bit at a time.
Do
it the proper way.
Wait, hold on.
Do it the proper way.
First of all, it's weird that Amy has prepared ice cream for you.
Of course.
Like, that was a total hypothetical that probably would never happen as I proposed
it. But hold on.
She actually has done this.
But, John, don't suppose that I haven't prepared an ice cream cone for her. It's a two-way street.
That's what you guys do?
Well, I mean, not that often, but it's happened. Yeah,
just
sure.
Make ice cream for each other?
Occasionally.
Hey, I have a hankering that ties into this concept.
Okay.
And it's a new thing for me. I need to back off a little bit. I've gotten really into pudding. My children find it troubling and almost disgusting.
It's a good call, John.
How much pudding I eat. Yep. I've started getting these like tubs at the grocery store that are, I don't even know how many ounces, probably, 8 ounces, 10 ounces, 12 ounces of just, pudding.
Love
sizable
it.
Pudding tubs. And actually it might be a pound. Anyway, I get chocolate and tapioca, and then I take a couple scoops of each and put it in a bowl together. I don't understand why they don't make chocolate tapioca pudding. Like, like the tapioca balls?
Yep.
Why don't they make chocolate pudding with tapioca balls in it? Because it's the best dessert ever you could ever conceive of. I love the tapioca balls. I need bigger tapioca balls, like those big fish eyes that you see sometimes. I want those in chocolate pudding, and that is my favorite dessert ever created. I could die happy if I were in a tub of that.
I will say this. Pudding, underrated.
It is.
Never comes up on our show.
It almost, it's frowned upon. It's frowned upon by my children.
No, pudding's...
Pudding frowned on by kids.
Yes, pudding's the real deal.
They think that I'm, like, childish for liking pudding.
Yeah.
Children think I'm childish.
They didn't grow up with the Kaz commercials when Kaz was cool, when he was, front pudding.
Maybe.
And you don't see pudding commercials anymore, but pudding's very good.
Pudding's a big deal.
All right. From the text line, Mike Sadler, I just bet $100 on the Sixers to win the East on Saturday. What's the craziest bet you've ever made? Thought that was fitting for this show.
Wow. Craziest bet. I mean, they've probably all been on our show. I can't imagine. I'm trying to think, what other bets have I made through the years?
If I'm making a bet, I try not to make it crazy. But, geez, it would be something with you.
I guess it's just got to be from our show. I mean,
I'm trying to win if it's a bet, that's for sure. I mean,
I got to think about that. I'm not prepared to answer that question. Let me think about that. I'll get you the right answer. John, anything from your past stand out?
I'll have to think about it, too.
All right, and with that.
Bad job by us.
We shut it down.
Ask me anything with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
No, I mean, it's a good question. I'd like to know the answer, but I want to give it to you accurately. All right, coming up, NFL with some protocols for what they consider high-risk behavior from NFL players during the NFL season. What are some of the things that the NFL says is acceptable? And what are some of the things they say are no-nos? We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. You can hop aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494.
Spring Dance Hot Tubs invites you to celebrate their 22nd anniversary. They've been serving our area with their high-quality hot tubs and swim spas for 22 years, and they are committed to making your backyard the perfect space for you and your family. I can't get enough of my Spring Dance hot tub. It's the perfect vacation without leaving the yard. I love being in the sun, enjoying the weather, taking in vitamin D to stay healthy, especially at a time when health and safety remain such an important priority for me and my family. It's been our safe space amidst the chaos of the world, and it is always the perfect escape. Reserve your hot tub or swim spa for fall. Spring Dance Hot Tubs has hundreds of hot tubs on order and on the way, so you can get your backyard staycation ready for the cool autumn days right around the corner. Visit Spring Dance Hot Tubs for their 22nd anniversary sale at a location convenient to you in Jamison, Exton, and Marlton, or find them online at springdancehottubs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.